Investments. This is Bridget. How may I help you?
Hi, I have my insured here on the line, and he had just got into a accident, and he's wanting roadside assistance.
And what's his name?
His name is Ian Guevara.
Does he need a Spanish-speaking person?
No, he speaks English.
And what's his name again?
It's Ian, I-A-N, Guevara, G-U-E, V as in Victor, A-R-A.
Okay, I wasn't ready yet, so start over, please.
All right.
G?
It is the last name?
Yes.
All right, G. U E V as in Victor A R A.
Okay, and what's a good callback number for him?
For him, it is 310 714 0208.
0208?
Yes.
Okay. Is he in a safe location? Okay, wait a minute. The number is 310-710-4020.
It is 310-714.
Four. Oh, 714. Okay.
0208.
Okay. All right. And he is in a safe location, correct?
I believe so, yes.
And, okay, let's see here. Now, what is his policy number?
His policy number is
72-7685-3568. Okay, that number is not coming up. Let's go over it again. You said 72-768. 455-368. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
It's not coming up for some reason. And I tried it with the dash and it tells us to try it with the three zeros after the first two numbers, and it's not coming up either way. Is it close to renewal?
It is. He has to pay it tomorrow, I believe.
Yeah, that's what it is. That's exactly what it is. And we are not overriding for Fred Oyer anymore. I was told just today. So I don't know unless they want to pay out of pocket for their services today.
I have him on the other line. Let me just go ahead and talk to him. How soon would you guys get there if you were to pay out of pocket?
I don't know that, ma'am. We have to go out to service providers. It just it's depending on their work schedule.
Okay. All right, just give me one moment, okay?
All right.
All right, yes, he's okay paying out of pocket.
All right, okay. Send him over.
All right.
Hello?
Yes?
Yes? Are you Ian?
Yes.
Okay, what's your address?
The address here is... I'm off of... give me 1 second.
You're a home address, sir.
Okay, so I'm in downtown LA off of 8th. I'm like right off the 110 freeway and 8th Street.
Okay, sir. I asked you for
yes.
your home address, not where you're
oh,
at
sorry.
Now.
Sorry. 6677 Black Hawk Road, Corona, California, 9280.
Six, 667 what? 667 what? Hello?
Can you hear me, ma'am? I'm losing you.
Okay, your address is 66 what?
6677 Black Hawk Road. Black Hawk as in the bird. Road.
Okay. And what's the city and state?
Corona, California, 92880.
Okay. And what's the zip?
92880.
No, no worries. How are you?
Okay. And what's the year, make, and model of the vehicle?
This is a 2018 5 Series.
A 5 Series. What is that?
It's a BMW 5 Series.
And what's the color?
black.
And what's wrong with it?
It's totaled. Someone T-boned me, and the airbag's deployed. There's several malfunctions on the computer, and the car does not want to turn on at all.
Did you tell the rep that you was in an accident?
Yeah, of course.
She didn't mention anything to me.
Wow. What is the deal?
No, she didn't mention anything. She didn't mention anything to me that you were in an accident.
What did she tell you?
And she just told me that she had a customer on the line, which is not unusual because customers sometimes get insurance agents to call in for them for roadside assistance. So when I heard your name, I asked her, I said, well, does he need a Spanish-speaking person? And she said, no, he can speak English, but she didn't tell me that you was in an accident.
Yeah, I've been here since
because
10 o'clock
really,
last night.
Because really, they should have been sending out an adjuster to you.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll do what we do. Let's see. A flatbed. It don't do nothing now. Do it. No. I don't even know what to do with this one. Was it involved in an accident? Yes. Had the police been dispatched?
Yes, ma'am. There is no police report because there is nobody that went to the hospital, even though
that is ridiculous.
That's what I said.
Are you okay?
No, I'm not okay. All the airbags deployed. My passengers are injured. Like, one of them is, I don't know what happened to the other one. He went to the hospital, has not called me back. And, like, I've been waiting. When the cops came over here, they seen that just to exchange insurance information, and that was it. Like, it was nothing. And I'm like, that's not right at all. So then I went ahead and I've been waiting. This happened last night at 10 o'clock at night. I've been waiting for AAA to pick me up. And the fact that the car didn't want to go on neutral, I told them that I was signing a waiver fee for them to do what they have to do to drag the car into the or pick it up with one of those dollies and just, you know, go like that.
Right.
Ma'am, the first person didn't
wow.
even know what to do. He was just talking to other people first of all, I thought this was AAA, and I guess AAA contracted these people, and these people ain't doing nothing. Then the second tow truck comes, and then he's all like, oh, why would you tell the flatbed man to leave when you need a flatbed, but you just, the car is going to be, you know, it has to be drugged into the flatbed only because it can't go in gear. So that's where I called my insurance, and my insurance called you because you guys were gonna go ahead and take care of
mm-hmm.
it. And I was able to
okay.
take out, you know, I need to take my property out of the car, but then, you know, they said that they can leave the car right there at my house and the adjuster can come out and inspect her. I don't know what, but I've been sitting here for more than 10 hours, sitting in here in my car with my airbags deployed, looking stupid with no power, nothing. I'm just, if you could just see me right now, it's unbelievable.
Okay. What highway are you on?
I'm right off of the 110 freeway and 8th Street. It's right in downtown LA, literally. 1218
freeway.
West 8th Street is the exact address
and
where I'm 8th at.
Street. Okay, now I'm going to send you a signal to your phone. It's supposed to come into your text messages. Let me see.
I did receive a text message, I believe. It said, in the event you need the assistance And locating this link, we will give you a latitude of longitude and latitude.
Press on it. Press on that link, and it'll give it to you.
It says latitude 34. Oh, okay. 34.04. Excuse me, I'm sorry. Latitude 34.049985. And then longitude is 118.268321.
Okay. And let's see here.
Wow, I forgot about longitude and latitude, that's for sure.
Okay, and it says you at 1218 West 8th Street in Los Angeles. But you're on the freeway, correct?
No. I'm right off the freeway in a safe parking site, right off the 110 and 8th Street going west. Yes.
Okay.
I'm the only person with a beautiful black BMW sitting there. Sad.
Oh. 110 and 8th Street. Okay. And
It's in Los Angeles. It's in Los Angeles. It's not San Pedro. Because I understood that.
Yes, yeah, it's in Los Angeles. It came up. Okay. And it's going to 6677 Black Hawk Road.
Yes. Black Hawk Road. Corona, California, 92880.
Okay, so as soon as I get someone, they will text you with their estimated time of arrival. I'm trying to make sure that your phone number is 310-714-0208. Correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Well, I have, how were you trying to pay for this since your policy didn't come up? We have American Express, debit, cash, Discover, Fleet Card, MasterCard, and Visa.
I'm covered with my insurance. That's what they let you know what was going on.
But it didn't, oh my God, she didn't explain none of that. Okay.
No, she said that you guys would take care of it.
When I asked her for your policy number, it did not bring up your account. Come to find out, your policy will renew tomorrow. So that's, it's kind of null and void until that policy is renewed. So I told her that I could proceed with the call if you do an out-of-pocket expense because your policy is not coming up to cover this. And she didn't explain none of that to you.
No, because I know I'm covered. Did you want any information that you need or?
Sir, because your policy is that close to being renewed, it's not going to show up in our system. And I explained that to her. And that's a shame that she didn't explain that to you. I thought she did all that.
No.
And she came back and told me, he's okay with paying out of pocket.
Oh, wow. That's crazy because that's not even the case at all. That's why they're my insurance because they're going to say, I mean, that's what they're there for.
Yeah, but sometime when the policies are close to being renewed, that it will not come up in our system.
Not even if, I mean, the policy, I mean, that's supposed to be covered, though. That's not supposed to be,
But that's just a glitch that it does. If it's not, you know, if it's coming close to being renewed, it may not show up in our system. And I explained
that to her, and I thought
she explained it to you.
No, because I had already paid, and I'm up to date. And even though if it's the last day of...
Right, but I don't know if it's just a glitch that's in our system. It won't come up if you're close to having your term renewed.
Okay.
So, I don't know.
Well, can you do me the favor, and I really appreciate you would explain this to me, but I obviously called them, and they said they would take care of me and cover me, and I was covered. And even though you're telling me it could be a glitch from your end or not, I need your help. So if you could do the extra mile and taking care of that for me, I really would appreciate that.
Take care,
my insurance will take care of that. Whatever you guys are requiring.
I can't. Okay, it requires you to pay for this tow.
And how much is it?
I won't know until I talk to a provider.
Okay, well, I mean, I don't know what to say because,
first of all, probably call your insurance because, to be honest, they should have, since you were in an accident, they should have arranged for this tow for you, to be honest.
Right. That's what I thought we were doing, this phone call, the three-way, or the conference call to get this taken care of.
And I can't believe she did not tell you everything that I told her. Because I told her, I said, his policy is not coming up. I said, is it close to renewal? Because I know it will do that. And she said, oh, yeah, in fact, it renews tomorrow. I said, well, the only thing I can do is to offer to continue the call as a out-of-pocket expense. And she stayed, she transferred, and she stayed, she came back. Oh, he's fine with paying out-of-pocket.
Okay. Well, I appreciate your time. I'm very disappointed.
I'm so sorry, but call them back. And tell them that you need a tow, or else they're going to tow it and put it in an impound lot.
No,
if
you don't
want that.
It
stayed out there too long. Right. So let them arrange for it, okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.